The newest park in Springfield, Massachusetts honors a fallen U.S. Marine and keeps a promise to the neighborhood where he grew up. With Veterans Day approaching, the Gunnery Sergeant Thomas J. Sullivan Park was formally dedicated Thursday in a moving ceremony attended by city officials, family members, and residents of the East Forest Park neighborhood. The park honors the Springfield native who was killed on July 15, 2015, by a gunman who attacked military facilities in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Sullivan, who was 40, died while trying to rescue other Marines. Joe Sullivan, who spoke for the family, called the 12-acre park a perfect tribute to his brother's legacy.
It's a great honor. It's in an appropriate place. It's where we grew up. So, I mean, we can really feel Tommy's presence here.
The new park features walking paths lined by wildflowers and small trees. There are benches, a large wooden pavilion, and a canoe and kayak launch. Sullivan recalled how he and his brother used to play at the very spot where the park is now, along the bank of Watershop's Pond.
Me and him used to push each other in this dirty water. Come home all muddy, my mother make us take our clothes off in the garage before we were allowed in the house. So, it's very fitting. Like I said, the location is very appropriate. It means something to all of us.
The ceremony began with a procession led by a Marine Corps color guard. An American flag that flew over the U.S. Capitol was presented to the Sullivan family from the office of Congressman Richard Neal. Patriotic songs were performed by Deidre Riley, who closed the ceremony with a rendition of Danny Boy. Mayor Dominic Sarno recounted that Sullivan had been decorated for heroism and awarded multiple medals for his achievements during his 18 years in the Marines, which included two combat tours in Iraq.
He never forgot his Springfield roots.
Sarno said the park is also a tribute to the resolve of the people in the East Forest Park neighborhood to rebuild after the 2011 tornado. Bill Foley was one of the neighborhood residents who attended the dedication ceremony.
The strength of this neighborhood to revitalize the area. They set priorities. They wanted a new library. They wanted to make sure that this area here, the Thomas Sullivan Memorial Park, was built. And I think I'm just so proud of being a resident of this area.
Construction of the park started in 2016. It was paid for with a $400,000 grant from the state, $250,000 in city funds, and $46,000 in philanthropic donations that covered the cost of the pavilion. The city's director of parks, Patrick Sullivan, who is not related to the family of the Marine, said they were consulted on every detail of the park's design and construction.
And it's been just great to work with them and making sure that Tommy's legacy lives on through the landscape improvements of this park.
More tributes to the fallen Marine were scheduled Friday evening when Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker was to meet with Sullivan family members at Springfield City Hall for a flag presentation. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.